How to make a music video. Best things to know 2021. Learn how to make a music video, lyrics video and promo video that increase fan engagement and fanbase sizes. A music video is a visual representation of what you imagine when listening to a song. The reason why these are highly sought after is that the experience for the viewer is different from any other form of media. This allows them to enjoy something they are interested in while the same video can entertain someone else. Making music videos can be very simple, or it can require a full production crew for complex concepts. How to make your own music videos. 1. Choosing the right music track. Although it may seem best to make a music video for your next single, this may not be the most practical. These are some other things to consider when selecting a music track. You can reuse an old song or think ahead. A good music video will take much longer to produce, edit and publish. Your new song might have been released by the time your video is published. Consider using a song that has been successful in the past or a single that you have in mind for future release before you decide to publish your next single. You don't have to think of it as a single anymore. You might choose a music track from an album you have a great own music video idea for, even though it wasn't originally intended to be single. It might be a good idea to start small. It can take you and your team anywhere from 2 to 10 hours to shoot, edit, and finish a music video. You run the risk of abandoning your project if you wait too long. Your music tracks should be a motivator for the band. Every song you create or perform with your band will not be a hit. The song's creators should be reflected in the music video. Even the best videographers will struggle to create a quality video if the band doesn't feel inspired by the song's lyrics or sound. You should consider copyright costs if the track isn't yours. It would be best not to assume that any audio track you use in your own music video is yours. If your budget allows you to make a video for a song by someone else, but it does not have a single or video, then get the paperwork done to move forward legally. Okay, you have a great track. Let's get to movie making. 2. A music video concept or story that will guide your visuals. You can make the first music video in many different ways. It is possible to film beautiful abstract images and then edit them to the music. You might also want to create a story that matches the music or lyrics. It doesn't matter what, it is a good idea to create a storyboard or shot list before you start filming. This will give you a clear idea of the shots you will need. You can also use this to determine how many days you'll need to film and your shooting schedule. 3. A look at the style and look of the videos. The story is only half of the story. You also need to consider the visual style and aesthetic you would like it to look. As all elements come together, it is easier to have a creative vision of the first music video. How much footage you need will depend on the pace of the music and how fast the editing is. Faster editing may result in more shots than slower ones. New ideas may arise during the production process that could move the creative vision in another direction, so be open to gaining different perspectives along the way. 4. Filming locations. Once you have the story or video concept, you can better understand the locations and types you will need. You should also consider whether permission is available to film in the locations you choose. Filming in public spaces, a studio, or privately could be options. You should consider whether the location has everything you need to film. 5. Talent, actors, performers, and artists. If your video doesn't feature people, then you need to think about who is there. Are you going to highlight the person or group responsible for the music or the singing? Will you have friends or actors playing a part? The first step is to determine who will appear in the music video. Next, you need to get them to sign a release form for the production. What is the minimum salary for these individuals? 6. A group of people with technical, creative, and organizational skills. You might not make the entire video by yourself, so it is worth working with others. A director, costume designer, and lighting designer are all essential skills. It is possible to choose to work with people you know or with whom your network has the skills you require. Many filming communities have forums where people post their roles, such as www.mandy.com. You should consider how much you would need to pay them. Consider how much they will charge you for their equipment and services. 7. Plan the music video shoot. If you rent by the hour or per day, wasted time can lead to higher costs. It also leads to strained relationships and lower income. Band members that spend more time hanging out than working are often simply reacting to a lack of planning. Take a few moments or hours and think about how you want to film this music video. You should prepare storyboards for every shot. This will help you avoid missing anything and allow you to communicate your needs to your crew. To find and download a music video storyboard template, you can Google it. Draw each scene and describe it below. Once you have completed your storyboard, create a list of all the casting and equipment you will need for each shot. The finished video storyboard should be shared with all the crew members. Each shot should be discussed with the appropriate groups. You should create a schedule that identifies who and when is required. Above all, let your good lighting crew and video camera know your expectations for each scene. You are likely to be in the scenes if you are part of a band. The people who shoot the video will be able to observe what you see and offer suggestions. You will only need to brief the video director if you have cast someone other than you. The director will then be able to handle scheduling and meetings with crew members. Create a shot list and production schedule based on your storyboard. Once you have your storyboard and location, you can quickly write down all production requirements. This would include equipment, lighting and camera and mics, cast, film crew, and a schedule that reflects the scenes you intend to film. Which scenes and when are you filming them? A shot list is a document that lists exactly what will happen and what will be used for each shot. This is an essential step in pre-production planning, especially when there are many variables. A basic shot list should include the following: scene number, number of shots, location, indoors or outdoors, shot description, camera angle, framing and camera movement, action, dialogue, actors, subjects in the scene, props or required extra notes, and description of the shot. Once you have all the basics in place, it is time to plan your video shoot schedule. This plan is crucial in managing your crew's expectations and the time required. Include these items in your video production schedule: localization, scene, shot, equipment, people are needed, contact information, date and time. This document should be kept current and shared with all band members of the team. Here is a sample production plan. Communicate your expectations. Every day, your crew should be aware of your plan. Band members should know when you require them to mobilize. After you have created your shot list and produced a schedule, communicate every requirement scene by scene. Your crew and vendors should be able to walk through the locations with you and explain what they need, as well as the purpose behind each setup. You might end up doing something more original than you originally planned. Be open to suggestions and questions. Hiring equipment. Equipment is not always available. This could lead to equipment being hired for shoot days. It is important to specify when equipment rental is needed in your schedule. Ask yourself simple questions. Do you plan to hire gimbals or cameras? Are you able to hire additional lenses to take specific shots? Are you able to rent green screen? Are you able to supply the necessary cables to meet the lighting requirements? Do you require a monitor? So on. Practice before you shoot. Sometimes you can't plan everything at once. No matter what type of music video you are making, it's a good idea to practice rehearsals a day or two before the shot. This is crucial to ensure that costs are controlled and that the shoot is completed on time. Plan your props. After you've rehearsed the scene, you can start to think about what props you want to use in each scene. Sometimes you can come up with prop ideas at storyboarding level. Other times, you may be given recommendations for props that you could use to complement your idea. Ask yourself the following questions. Do you require any prosthetics, hire costumes, wigs, custom-made, or pre-made wigs? Do you require ready-made props, or can you hire artisans to make the props that you desire? This should be included in your production plan. Next up, we'll be talking about all things equipment. 8. Filming. Focus on the task at hand and follow the plan. For the sake of editing, keep a detailed record of all shots taken. Give yourself plenty of time to shoot. Although the final scene might only take 10 seconds to complete, it can easily take many hours to set up. Don't let yourself get so obsessed with getting the perfect shot that you spend 6 hours shooting one scene and only have 6 hours to complete the rest. You should have at least 3 good shots for each scene. There is no way to have enough footage. A retake might capture something you didn't notice the first time. It is not a good idea for a crew to go off the script, but you can add extra touches to all the footage. If you have multiple cameras, ask the idle cameraman to continue shooting from different angles, but not in the primary camera's view or between scenes. This can often yield golden footage you didn't know you could get. You might also get some great shots from candid moments with your crew and set. Now it's time for the actual production phase. Now, how do you create a music video? These are some tips to remember when shooting music videos. Composition and framing of shots. Your frame composition is an essential part of telling your story. Frame composition combines all the elements of the shots, including lighting, actions, and dialogue, to tell the story and evoke emotion. These are the 3 most common types of shots in YouTube videos. Wide-angle shots. These add context to the shot by focusing on the background or location of the video. Medium shots are great for linking one area of your footage to the other. Close-up shots. These are great for highlighting certain elements and communicating a point clearly. Here are some tips from professional filmmakers on how to film these shots to create great music videos. Here are their suggestions. Use the rule of thirds. This is done by dividing your frame horizontally and vertically into threes and placing your subject at one intersection. This will help you create a balanced image. Create depth in the frame. The focus should be off-center and away from any background. This will add depth to the frame. The different lens focuses and placing objects at different distances from the camera can make the scene appear more significant and exciting. Take a look at the location. This should be something you do in the pre-production phase when you are location scouting. You can ensure that your shot is in sync with your content by carefully observing the locale. Here are the key lines and symmetry that you have planned in your storyboard. Plenty light. Your video may be significant in all other ways, but viewers will be put off if the lighting is not correct or too bright. Don't rely on fixing it in post. Lighting can make a massive difference in the video quality of your YouTube. Make sure you plan to light well before filming and execute it correctly during post-production. Here is a list of all the lighting types, their sources, benefits, and drawbacks. Power tip: no matter where you are shooting, ensure that your primary light source remains even and consistent. Natural light is the best recommend film in the morning, evening, or late at night, when the light is more flattering and less harsh than midday. To soften shadows and lighting, you can use reflectors and diffusers. If you have to take photos at midday, choose a day that is cloudy or locate a spot with shade. If you are using artificial lighting, avoid spotlighting your subject with direct light sources. Avoid overhead lighting, as it can create unflattering shadows. Marketing videos that use little to no shadows are best. This creates a more approachable and open vibe. Here are a few methods that can be used to create specific sound effects. Crisp and clear audio. Do you want to lose your viewers the easiest way? Have them hit the back button. Audio of low quality. This is especially true for music videos. While you will be overlaying the copyright-free track or produced music over the video during the editing process, it is essential to remember some things if you are creating a narrative-based video music video. These are some steps that you can take to ensure clear and crisp audio output. This will allow your video to reach the next level. Make sure you invest in a good microphone. We know that musicians who are just beginning out may not have the funds to invest in expensive equipment. Position your audio equipment properly. For narrative-based music videos, where there may be dialogue, ensure that you place your microphone as close as possible to your subject. To eliminate crackles and blips from the recording, you might consider using a pop filter. Film in small segments. It will simplify your work both during shooting and editing. You can also use these clips to make post-production easier. multiply your shots. Every filmmaker makes mistakes. To give yourself more options for editing, take multiple shots of every scene. You can always get another take, even if the first one seems flawless. Take photos from multiple angles. Take shots from many angles to ensure you have the best shots for the post-production phase. Capture live footage. You might capture footage of the band or band playing live. You can capture the energy and interaction between the band and the audience when you film at gigs. You have the option to combine live footage with other footage from the original shoot. Make sure that your team is equipped to handle a live video. Consider using stock footage. You can find royalty-free stock footage on websites that are copyright-free if you need additional stock footage. Stock footage is a great way to save money and time. It also helps when you don't have the shot you want. 9. Editing and color correction of your music video. This is where you can stretch your creative muscles when it comes to editing music videos. InVideo is the best option for creating videos up to 15 minutes in length. It's a one-stop shop that allows you to create a video. It includes, you can choose from over 4,000 plus pre-built templates or start with a blank canvas. A media library that includes 8M plus royalty-free video clips, images and music from premium sources such as Shutterstock and iStock. Video editor that is intuitive and simple to use. You can edit your videos in minutes even if it's your first time editing a video. Live chat support available 24/7 so that you can ask for assistance whenever you need it. 10. Being creative. What number of videos have you seen that feature a band performing in a club with lights flashing and the audience jumping up and down? This type of music video is incredibly common and not a very creative idea. Instead, think differently. It isn't easy to make a blockbuster Hollywood movie on a tight budget. Your final video will still be memorable, even if you have a small budget. Could you not do it too much? A well-executed simple idea is more effective than a poorly executed complex one. 11. Key takeaways. Avoid using excessive zoom. While it may look great while shooting, the final edit will often make zooming seem cliche or unusable. This is something that only top professionals can do. Avoid using excessive special effects. A video camera does not showcase how many effects your video editor can create. To create a specific feel, it's better to use only a few effects in a video than to try to incorporate as many as possible. You might consider adding sound effects to your music videos. A dramatic music video could be enhanced by some sound effects. You could use footsteps or other street noises to add a sense of motion to your intro if the video starts with someone walking down the street. Share, tweet, share. How to edit your music video. Organization. This will improve the speed of your editing. Many people organize each clip by type, take, and other factors. You'll find it helpful to organize and label your footage once you reach professional editing. This will allow you to locate your footage faster and edit your footage more quickly. If you prefer that method, drag the clips into your program and begin putting them together. First, edit the music video performance. You add all the live performance shots to the video and begin cutting it together into one big performance video. You then start cutting and adding B-roll to make a music video interesting and tell the story. This will make it easier to complete your edit faster. Edit to beat or tempo of the music. It cannot be random. You can use the music to influence and enhance your edit and vice versa. It's a music video, after all. Develop your own unique editing style. You can experiment with editing music videos and try out cool and new things. It's possible to have fun with zooms, flashes, and shots. You can have fun with your zooms, flashes, and cuts. Music video editing can be very stylistic. It's essential to practice and develop a style. Drag each effect onto a clip by going through the Effects tab. Get to know your software and your effects. Then, play around until your uniqueness is discovered. The following are important factors to consider when color correcting a music video. Exposure, how bright or dim your image. Contrast, how big a difference there is between your highlights and shadows. Color balance. This will ensure that your music video looks consistent and cinematic. This will ensure that your music video has consistent color throughout. Production tips. These tips will ensure that your video shoot runs smoothly, even if you have limited time or money. Purchase the equipment that you require. Even if you have a limited budget, you can still make compelling videos with your smartphone or DSLR camera. However, they won't offer the same dynamic range as an HD video camera. Stoller suggests spending your money on lighting if you have the funds. Lighting is essential to ensure you get the best footage for creating a professional-looking video. Stoller recommends two cameras because music videos are more cut than other videos. This will allow you to capture twice the footage and give you more options for editing. Basic coverage. Basic coverage is the first shot the editor takes to tell the story and put together a cohesive video. You can give yourself as many editing options as possible by shooting each musician one shot. Make sure you can clearly see their hands. You should check in with your musicians often while you are shooting. Stoller states, they need playback. Keep checking in with them. Once you have a conclusion, you can bring it in to make sure they agree. Take the big shot. Nearly all videos have a climactic shot. If you have an idea, take it. Lo Boutillet, the creative producer, says that, generally I don't believe playing it safe pays off. I try and plan as best I possibly can, consult with another person to see if that's possible, then just do it. Take your time to make that shot. Stoller states that time pressures can make it very stressful. However, Stoller advises that if you have something really important to do, take your time until you are satisfied. It is a mistake to say, good enough, because these shots are never good enough. Keep going. Take a look at the playback and see what you don't like. Then, do it again. Get what you want, or the client's desire. Be open to the conventions of the video genre. You can make an all-performance video or an all-narration video. You can mix both, using shots of the musicians performing during chorus and narration scenes during verses. You can do it without breaking the bank by borrowing or renting the items you need, such as a car or a backyard with a swimming pool. FAQs about how to make a video with music. What program do I need to create videos? Adobe Premiere Pro is a video editing software that can be used for most video editing tasks. Adobe Premiere Pro allows you to create broadcast quality videos. Tempo is a music video maker and video editor known for its artistic effects, creative templates, cool transitions and high-quality filters. Although you cannot record videos in the app directly, you can upload and edit clips that you have taken with your iPhone camera. Adobe Premiere Pro is available for free and costs $6.99 per week after the free trial. Triller is a great music video maker. It's almost hands-free. Triller will automatically edit your videos after you have recorded them. You can trim and cut any part you don't want. You also have access to a large library of licensed music, including many of the top hits of today, and a library of visual effects. It is free to download, and you can make in-app purchases. Can I make a music video using my iPhone? You can shoot a 4K video with your iPhone. You can also choose the frame rate you wish to capture to ensure smooth and high-resolution footage. You can still get stunning video footage if you have the space. How much does a music video cost? While music video production costs can easily reach $20,000 to $1 million, the average budget is lower. Many artists can produce high-quality music videos for as low as $2,000 to $20,000. WHO pays for a music clip? Labels usually fund music video production. Gershon states that they are the ones who will benefit from the royalties derived from these videos, and it is their responsibility to pay them. Artists who have not signed must be self-financed. Conclusion. You can make music videos to attract people to you as a musician. It is one of the most effective tools to help them notice you. If you want to learn more about how to make music, you can dig deeper into this article for details. Fiddler is glad you found this article helpful. Feel free to leave a comment for more discussion on the topic.